Back up the slot. Hartsburg, a long shot. That's a really good! Number 49 for number 20. Jamming it in from the right side of the goal fringe. And Goldie's record.
Well, it was a very intense rivalry. There was never a dull moment in a game between the North Stars and the Chicago Blackhawks. It was probably as heated a get-together as any in the National Hockey League at that time. I don't think there was a more bitter rivalry on the scene than that one was, because the fans looked forward to every game between the Stars and the Hawks, and it was the same in Chicago. They had a kind of an animosity feeling towards Minnesota, and it was a great rivalry. It really was.
What do you say when I tell you that the top line is going to be Dino Cicerelli, Neil Broughton, and Tom McCarthy? What floods into your memory banks when I bring up those three names playing on the same line together once again?
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to remember. Neil, I think, was... we got him... The North Stars got him in a kind of a roundabout way. There had been a merger between what was left of the World Hockey Association at that time, and I believe the NHL teams had a right to take back any player that they had drafted but who had gone to the WHA. And a guy by the name of Dave Semenko had been drafted by the North Stars, but instead he signed with the Edmonton Oilers. So the North Stars had the right to take him back. But Edmonton wanted to keep him because he was the right winger for Curry and Gretzky. So he was a pretty valuable piece in the Oilers' plan at the time. So Edmonton agreed to give Minnesota a second-round draft choice instead of taking Semenko. So that was how they got Neil Broughton. And, of course, the rest is history. He was just a great player for the North Stars for so many years, and he lived up to every expectation that Lou Nanny or anybody with the North Stars had of him, because he just played so well. And I believe his brother Aaron Broughton was a North Star for a while too.
What type of void did it leave in you when the North Stars left for Dallas in 1993? What did that do to you, and could you believe that actually happened?
No, I couldn't believe it actually happened, and I was pretty sick about it for a long time. As a matter of fact, when they detonated the Met Center, I couldn't bear to go out and watch it, so I didn't go near it. I finally drove by it one day, and I saw one corner still standing, and I said, that's the corner that the pub was in, called the Beer Garden.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that was the corner that still remained standing. And that was the corner where the press club used to be, too, where we'd go in and we could have a bit of a meal before the game. And I was glad to see that part was still standing, but, of course, it's all gone now.
It is. It's a parking lot at the Mall of America, unfortunately, but no one's going to be able to take our memories, Al. We've got that for sure. There was a seven-year void in between where the Stars left for Dallas and in comes the Minnesota Wild. Those two entities converged today at TCF Bank Stadium. Have you ever called an outdoor hockey game, Al?
Never have.
It's going to be amazing. I know there was a little bit of rain leading up to it, but we're hoping for bright blue skies on this Saturday in the alumni matchup. I got to ask you about the Chicago Blackhawks then. When I talk about some of the villains in the history of Chicago Blackhawks, give me one or two that come out to the top of your mind.
Well, the first two that come to mind in the villain category, of course, are Al Secord, number one. And they had a red-haired defenseman by the name of Keith Magnuson, who fought many battles, but I don't think he ever won one. But he was a pretty tough dude in his own right, too. He came out of the University of Denver, and he was a pretty good defenseman for Chicago, but he was kind of a miserable guy. He liked to mix it up, and he had quite a few battles, too, with people hanging around the Chicago goal.
hopefully the alumni can take care of business one last time and deal one more blow to the Hawks franchise before the Stadium Series game tomorrow afternoon. Al, I very much appreciate you taking some time here. I know that you're here in spirit. We are thinking about you just about every day, but especially on a day like this when we see that big North Star logo back out there on the ice. It's always fun to catch up with you, Al.
Well, I tell you, you mentioned the name of Tom McCarthy a little while ago. And I forgot to mention that I still haven't had a decent piece of walleye since I left Minnesota, and I would love to come back and have walleye at McCarthy's restaurant, but I don't think it's there anymore, is it?
I don't think it's there anymore, no. In fact, talked to Tom earlier this week. He hasn't been back in 20 years, but he'll be back for this event, but I'll tell him. I'll tell him he needs to freeze-dry some walleye and get it out to you.
Yeah, tell him to send me a few frozen ones. We can fry them up out here.
That I'll do. Al, God bless you. Thank you very much, and let's go wild. Let's watch some hockey, okay?
Oh, you got it. Goodbye.